Fred Film Radio at the Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival, here with Eva Bukowska, director of 53 Wars. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your film is a very brave and intense film about a woman who is married with a war correspondent and has to deal with this relationship that she cannot manage that much. And it's both, for me at least, an anti-war film and a psychological analysis of a fall into a kind of madness of a woman. Why did you choose to tell us this specific story?
It's because I'm interested, highly interested, always, at the beginning of my life, the war. I don't know why. I don't know why every moment, every war which I did touched, mm-hmm. just touched the war. So I think it's because I'm highly interested in human suffering. It's very important to talk about this. So the woman, my protagonist, it's a person who is in the war, 53 wars, and one more war, domestic war, and maybe one more war, because this is the war in her head. Yeah. It's like, you know, the center is not hold. You know what I want to say?
I understand, yes. Yeah.
So I think it's that's why, because, you know, I don't know how to keep the life, the happiness. It's the most smaller part of our life for everyone.
Yeah.
The happiness.
And for her, it's even smaller.
Yes, it's the same. Yes, it's the same situation.
It's really fascinating the way you work with the actress, with Magdalena Polavska, because she's always on the screen for every single frame of the film. She has the film on her shoulders, and she is amazingly good. She is really intense, and she's also beautiful, but it's not the beauty is not a part of it. I mean, it's the intensity of her making us believe how she actually is getting crazy, which is really good. How did you work with the actress to get to this?
When you're working with person like this, Magdalena Popławska, the person, an actress and a human being, it's you know, fascinating, because she, the human being, the person, is fascinating. We, at the beginning of, because I wrote this role specially for her.
Okay.
This is the first. Okay. And this role, the main role for her, is the first in the movie.
Oh,
the main role.
Okay.
Yes, like for me, my movie is my debut. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that was a challenge for us together.
Okay.
So we were very close. First, of course, the most important is research. Mm-hmm. So we talked, we've met many times with, for example, soldiers with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and we talked long time, talked, until to this time when Magda absorbed this character.
Which is really, it's actually visible, this, that she
yes.
becomes that, she's not.
Yes. Actually, in this, because I'm working like, for me, it's like a trance, and for her too, that was 26 days in trance. And we were like a one person. So that was incredible. So I'm working always like that.
So there was a deep collaboration between the two of
deep.
You.
Yes.
It's not that she was acting, you were directing.
No.
It was like a group.
I actually I don't know how we made this movie, because I don't remember. She remember more than me, because
so
you were really
in a trance.
I'm always
like
when I work
automatically
working.
Without remembering.
When I'm writing, it's the same situation.
Mm. And one thing I want to ask you: you choose in your script to send her, I mean the character, in this facility where they help soldiers that they came back from war to re-enter normal life, if we can call it, and she's the only woman there. And this to me was really weird. Is this really happening, or it was just something that you I chose for as a narrative.
I built a new story. The story is based on the book, yes, of course. Yeah. But that was very hardly for me, very hard to adaptable into the movie,
okay,
this book. So I built a new story, with some pieces of small pieces and maybe atmosphere, maybe, you know, maybe more I took from Wojtek Jagielski than Grażyna.
Okay.
You know, so I decided to build new stories. So every scene, not every, for example, the divorces from the book, but actually every scene I make up.
You created your own version.
Yes.
There are a couple of very astonishing visual moments. I mean, the film is really intense emotionally.
Yes.
It's really heartbreaking. And you never miss the rhythm of it. It's always tensed in the same way, which is very good for me. The film never has a moment of like fall in terms of narrative rhythm. But you also use two or three moments of very good visual effects. And you chose one, when she is in this kind of shopping mall and she received the phone call of of her husband, that she thinks she is dead, and then she everything explodes, and it's really like a disaster movie. It looks like a disaster movie from US. Why did you choose exactly that kind of look of huge special effects?
Because this is the, you know, the explosion in her head.
That makes everything turn
crazy.
There's
a change, yes. Mm-hmm. Because in this moment, her husband, for her, died. So that's why I'm using the effects. It's not perfect, you know why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because before the shooting, not prepared the situation special for this.
Okay.
Because the situation was prepared for another explosion, and I decide
to change
this. So I thought, and I think now too, that that situation can't be very perfect because it's a time, the end of 19th. You know, it's a different time.
Yeah.
Not like this, you know, always perfect when you go to the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was more like good for that time.
Yes.
For that period.
So...
And actually it's probably also, I mean, I read it as from that moment on, I mean, is already not working well, so everything is not clear in her mind. So it's making even less clearer than this afterwards. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot to Eva Bukowska, director of 53 Wars. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.